The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey now, say now, what's good, y'all? It's Dead the Protector. It's about time to watch your head for today. I'm hoping everyone's day was blessed, and let's get into what causes stress. Injuries. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about dislocation. Very common injury. I think about more than 200,000 people a year experience this injury. But let's start off by talking about what a dislocation is. It's an injury where, like, your joint is forced out of its, like, normal position. It's the joint where, like, your elbows, knees, shoulder, hip, it's more that that's where you're more likely to dislocate a joint at, or your bone at. This usually happens from, like, a fall or, like, car accidents. Or in a sports game, arm gets stuck. Just anything in the sports industry, really, or an awkwardly landing fall. When you dislocate your bone, it's like a separation of your two bones, like kind of where they like meet at the joint of where your bone is. So your bone isn't broken, but it's just out of place and out of the socket that it normally belongs in. This injury can be extremely painful, and it will most likely look deformed, and it will need to be immobilized. The most common locations for the dislocations are shoulders, fingers, but also occur in the elbows, knees, and hips. Some signs that you may have dislocated your shoulder, finger, elbow, knee, or hip is numbness and tingling in the joint. That's a big one. Another really big one that everybody can obviously tell is if you visibly see deformation in your joint or in your bone and it looks like it's completely out of place. You'll know like right there that your bone is, or your joint is dislocated. Another one, swollenness, so it looks kind of black and red, kind of bruised, discolored as well. You'll have like limited movement mobility on that specific area. This extreme pain, it's extremely painful, you'll know. And this dislocation normally occurs when it's like extreme force to like put it out the area that it used to be in. So like really pushing on the ligament just gives in and it just breaks, kind of not breaks, but separates itself from the socket that it used to be in. It will also cause weakness, by the way. But also another way that you can go and figure out if you have a dislocation, you can go to the hospital and actually get x-rays or MRI, and they'll tell you how severe the severity level of your dislocation. I have a friend, actually, and his name's Scott, and we were at a gym doing runs, and I witnessed him dislocate his shoulder really, really bad. So, as I was saying, we were at some open runs for basketball, and it's open runs are basically just 5-on-5 scrimmages, but unofficial, so it's like no refs, just the players. And then you play to like a really low score, so you'll play to like 11, so you get a lot of games in. And he had a he's dislocated his shoulder before, but this is the first time I've ever seen it. And he was playing defense and reached in to slap the ball out of the man on offense hand, and the force that was between him and the other guy made his shoulder kind of just like give in. So when he reached and hit the ball and the ball didn't come out, his shoulder just popped out of place. And like immediately he began to like scream and holler in pain. Like we obviously seen his shoulder was out of position and out of the socket that it's normally in. The runs director that was there had to like take him to the hospital so he can get his shoulder popped back into place correctly, because there was no athletic trainer in sight. But they are normally trained to deal with dislocations. I've heard that athletic trainers are taught how to pop it back into place correctly if it's a mild and not as severe dislocation. He's like an example of someone who had the injury before. And I talk about later in the podcast, once you have a dislocation area, you'll be more susceptible to having them over and over again in that area, unless you get end up having to get surgery on the specific joint. There's another story where I was completely mind blown by. I was, I think I was around 8, 9 years old. I was watching the Los Angeles Lakers game. I believe they were playing the Celtics, and Kobe's finger got caught and it dislocated. And this was all over like social media. And I remembered how painful it looked and how gruesome it was. You could obviously tell his finger was all discolored, like right on the spot, out of area. He like walked to the bench and walked next to one of the staff members, and they just popped it right back into place, and he continued to play. He did it like within 3 seconds, and instead of Kobe Bryant like going to the bench and sitting out and resting and not playing, he stayed in the game and kept playing, which actually isn't smart to do, because it could happen again really quickly and it could really mess his finger up. But we all know how Kobe Bryant is. Let's talk about now what it feels like when you have a dislocation. So the dislocation is obviously very painful if you've ever had one. For the people who haven't had one, I hope you guys never have one. But it affects the jointed area, and it immobilizes the area, which means it's not able to move. They can also strain or tear your muscles. So, like, if something's popped out of place, it can knock something else out of place, like your muscle or your nerves, and also, like, the tendons in your body, because they all, like, help connect the joint together, and that's, like, throws everything off. So, the dislocation can really throw everything off. The more causes from the dislocation, so, like, the trauma, like, from a direct fall, falling too hard, that could hurt it. Car accidents are a big one. I know car accidents lead to a lot of dislocations, or like any like high collisions during like anything like sports, just any type of contact, anything like that can really cause a dislocation. Just forcing your bone to move the way it shouldn't move all the time could cause the dislocation. There's a lot of treatment methods for your dislocation, but first we can talk about we'll talk about the location of where the joint and how severity it is. So if you have it like in your shoulder, which is more common area, you probably won't need surgery on the first one, depending on if you hit the nerve or knock the tendon off into a different spot. But initial treatment for it's really just like getting it with the rice effect. We've talked about rice before in a podcast before this one, which is rice's rest, ice, compression, and elevation. It is most likely possible that your dislocation will heal without having to go to the doctor's office if it's a mild one and not as severe. A lot of times your joint needs to be popped back into the correct spot by a professional. You shouldn't do it by your own. Even though if the pain's like really, really bad, you should go to the hospital or someone that's educated in the medical field and knows how to pop it back into place. When you go to the hospital, your doctor may try to like reposition the joint back into place. You also may be given like anesthetics to like make you like your muscles and relax, because they're like feel like they're under attack right now because it's not used to having your joint out of place, so it'll relax your muscles and help you just be relaxed so they can pop it back in place with ease and you wouldn't feel as much pain, because most of the pain comes from like your nerves, because your nerves get all agitated when you dislocate something and it just starts sending spasms throughout that general area. The immobilization stage, I'm gonna be honest with you, my athletes, let's say your doctor was able to correctly put your bone back into place, you would most likely need to wear a splint or a sling. but for it's gonna be for several weeks. I know my athletes don't like to miss practice time, miss game days. I understand that. But if this happens, you will be out for a few weeks just so it can heal properly. May not need surgery, but the splint and the sling for sure will help you. The joint needs to heal up because at this point in time, you're just like more susceptible to be able to re-injure it. Like how I told you about my friend Scotty, how he didn't really wait to get back on the floor. Like he hurt it a few weeks ago, came back in a few weeks. He was practicing still, didn't really miss time because he got popped back into place. And he got back on the floor, and it just happened again in a blink of an eye. So, got to make sure that you take those breaks. But the obviously, there's real big severities of the dislocation. Like, sometimes, sadly, surgery will probably be needed. And it will be needed most likely if it's nearby, like, your blood vessels. So, if it pops blood vessels, it hurts a nerve. So you'll be feeling the tingling sensation, which I told you guys about earlier, or if it hurts a ligament or damages the ligament. Surgery most likely will be an option if you've had multiple dislocations. So let's say my friend Scotty, I dislocated twice. If he keeps dislocating it, he's going to need surgery. If it keeps happening over and over, which sucks, but it's in the worst scenario, so you don't keep dislocating it and stop affecting the ligaments and the nerves in your body so it can heal correctly. But after the surgery, you need to rest a lot. Really need to like key in on the right situation. So make sure you're resting. Icing, compression, elevation of whatever the dislocated area is. The bone may go back into place by themselves after you like get it popped back into place, and it may just heal by itself. But it's most likely you gotta go to the doctors to get it put back into place. You know what I'm saying? And then like the splint and the cast, obviously good treatments for you. Keeps the dislocated area from being able to move, and it just stays in place while it heals. It also protects you from like moving it or having it as a daily like tool like it is normally is. Like your arms are tools, so you don't want to be moving your shoulder around because you don't want to feel your shoulder popping out when you're just doing random things because it's already susceptible for it. Another good one is the traction treatment. So like stretching the muscles and the tendons around the bone tends to like really help with the dislocation. It uses pulleys, strings, weights, anything around that kind of like helps you reattach it, or just like stretching, just like most of the stretches. So like stretching before you play is really a good way to prevent it. The recovery time for like a dislocation isn't that long, so that's why most people need to like take a break when they get this, because it's only a few weeks, 2 or 3 weeks most of the time, but for some people like they get a dislocation in a really bad area, which is probably the worst one is probably the hip joint, because the hip joint, if you dislocate it, it could really take up to months, several months, if I'm being honest with you guys, several months for it to completely heal. And because there's a lot of blood vessels and nerves in that area, and that's the real pivotal point of your body. And it's important to remember that area will be like really weak. And that's after you dislocate it, that area surgery is most likely required 80% of the time, because it's like a really, really bad area, and the hip bone will kind of just like get worse and worse if you don't get the surgery for it.